There's no medical consensus that sex offenders can be rehabilitated. The American Psychiatric Association says laws that send people considered to be sexually violent predators to mental hospitals after prison are a misuse of psychiatry. But supporters of those laws point to studies that show fewer repeat offenses among some offenders who complete rehab programs. Judy Campbell of member station KQED spent the day at California's Atascadero Hospital, where Carrie Verse was treated. She spoke to some of the 400 offenders there.
The faint sound of a guitar wafts through the hall from a patient singing behind a closed door. The walls are painted light, cheery colors. Patients mill the hallway. But there's also barbed wire on the roof and locks on every door, and there are no illusions that anyone can just check out. Most here are pedophiles. About a third are rapists. Some are both.
I forced a woman to have sex at my point.
Tim sits in a small, echoing visiting room. He's a somber, middle-aged man who spent almost half his life in jail. He first served time for rape. Then he began molesting young girls. In a Atascadero hospital, he's begun the long process of trying to understand his crimes.
One of the weirdest thoughts, and I really have trouble even talking about it now, is in my two first offenses, I actually thought that I could initiate a relationship through someone through an act of rape.
The goal of the treatment here is not to cure the offender, but in part to get them to recognize what it is they're doing so they can stop it. So Tim has been focused on stripping away the rationalizations he used to commit his crimes. Patients are taught to feel empathy by writing letters that they'll never send to their victims.
You may be shocked to be reading this, but I want to say that I'm very sorry. I'm one that you should not have met, and I want to just tell you that what happened to you was my fault.
Jim Lamb molested boys as young as six. He was in prison twice and at the end of his last term came to Atascadero. Since then, he says, he's been trying to understand the lies he told himself.
I believed that I was the nice guy in the neighborhood, that I could be trusted to do and be around anybody and their kids and take them to the store, take them to the parks. It was amazing, and yet here I was in the background, and I could take the kids aside and coerce them into acting out with me.
Lamb has an unassuming manner and the sort of doughy, unthreatening physique that often results from physical castration. About a year ago, after 5 years of treatment, he chose castration because, he says, it calms the constant clamor of sexual thoughts.
I feel free of that invasive sexual fantasies and deviancy. And that's a relief. I feel continuous relief from that.
Castration is one radical option to reduce the sexual urges, one the hospital does not strongly advocate during treatment. The hospital does offer aversion therapy, though, in which noxious fumes are released as, say, a pedophile looks at pictures of a naked child. Treatment and the patient's stay at Atascadero may last indefinitely. To be released, mental health experts and a judge must determine that the patient is no longer a substantial risk to reoffend. In the 8 years since the program began, just two of its graduates have won release, and with it, the right to re-enter communities wary of being the testing ground for the treatment's success. For NPR News, I'm Judy Campbell in Atascadero, California.